USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells House Speaker Kevin McCarthy the country could run out of cash to pay its bills by June 5th if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. President Biden says he's optimistic a deal will be reached. Speaker McCarthy claims that Democrats are out of step with ordinary Americans as debt ceiling talks roll on.
The California Republicans said a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefits programs.
Work requirements passed with 82% of the vote. Whatever passes with that higher mark. So I don't understand why Democrats here have a different opinion than Americans across the country, Republicans and Democrats.
The Republicans want the requirements while the Democrats oppose the increased work demands for the benefits.
Dave Collins reporting. Well, the Memorial Day weekend travel crunch is well underway. The manager charge of all things transportation is keeping tabs.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says, yes, it's busy, but so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He adds a big reason for that is the airlines.
They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules.
And if you do run into issues with an airline, a hotel, a car rental, or a tour, you have a better shot this year than in the past that you will get compensated. I'm Rich Johnson.
The TSA says it expects to screen about 10 million passengers this weekend. A South Carolina judge has temporarily blocked the state's new six-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. But yesterday, a circuit court judge put the new law on temporary hold until the state Supreme Court can determine if it is constitutional or not. Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic among those who have filed lawsuits challenging the ban. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Impeachment proceedings against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are getting underway today in the House. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee has filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. It comes after a months-long secret investigation, which started after the AG asked the state legislature to approve the use of public funds for a more than $3 million settlement with former employees. They were fired after accusing Paxton of abusing his office to benefit a donor, which the AG calls a witch hunt. Federal investigators are now looking into claims that Fox News got hacked, and that's how Tucker Carlson videos got leaked to the press.
Reporting by the Tampa Bay Times says it's all linked to an FBI search of Tim Burke's home. Burke is a media consultant and social media personality. Many have suspected Fox News itself leaked the candid videos of Carlson. Weeks ago, several media outlets published unaired footage of Carlson making offensive comments about women. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Prosecutors in New York say they have evidence against former President Trump in the hush money case involving adult film star Stormy Daniels, including an audio recording of him and a witness, although it is not clear who the witness is or when the recording was made. Trump has pleaded not guilty to counts of falsifying business records. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.